Well, howdy guys now. Only the older guys will know what car this is. Of course, it really didn't handle very well. It wasn't that great a car. It looked okay. It didn't sound bad. And of course it had the old thing on the old bonnet. Sorry, hood. Can't remember where I am. A lot of people liked it in white. And this car, of course, is the Trans Am. And I'm just wondering, are you allowed to say that now? Trans, as in transgender? Of course, when this car was around, there was no such things as them. Males were males, and femmes were still a pain in the ass. And I've looked up what the transgender means. And after I kind of read it, it was clear as mud. It's a person who has block and tackle, but thinks they're a femme. Something like that. They may have some alterations done to make them more physically look like a femme, but they're still, in all intents and purposes, a male. And I was just wondering, you know, I did some videos where I played a femme and I slung a wig on. Does that make me a trans? Now, I've had no issues throughout my whole life. I've always thought I was a male, and I am one. Just let me check. Yep, meat too veg. But of course, during my lifetime, in my day, there was nobody thinking about they're in the wrong body. I believe that was pushed by something else. It's kind of like that psychological game you play. You can be any animal you want to be. What would you be? And then choosing one and actually believing it. But there's a lot of advantages of being a femme in these days. They certainly have far more entitlement than males do. And this is just my opinion, but I think people who think they're in the wrong bodies, it's more of a mental issue than a physical one. But just recently there's been a High Court ruling in the UK, and it says that only biological femmes can be called femmes, not transgenders. And of course it made lots of people happy, mostly femmes, older ones by the look of it. Well, they don't get much attention anymore, do they? But that isn't the natural state of people nowadays, is it? Because people like to moan and play the victim. So now the transgenders are complaining. But I have no idea why it had to go to the High Court that a femme has a vagina and titties, and a male has meat and two veg. Which means if you're born a femme, you are biologically a femme. And if you're born a male, you're biologically a male. Oh, I'm glad the High Court sort of cleared that up. Of course, if you go to Thailand, you can talk with somebody that looks like a femme, but has meat and two veg and titties. I mean, if you're into that, that is. I'll put a link to the news item down below. But let's take another look at that car again. Oh, yeah. So being that it's called Trans Am, is this a male car trying to be a femme? If so, no wonder it didn't handle very well. Take it easy, guys.